1380 WPHM. Last night you watched the national championship, the NCAA, and afterwards, this is one of my favorite things in sports, when one shining moment plays that song. It'll tear you up every time because they show all the highlights of these great, talented young athletes and the songwriter of that song that was recorded by Luther Vandross and so many others as well is on the line with us right now. And he's a Michigan guy, David Barrett. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. And that last name, Barrett, by the way, there are some Barretts here in Port Huron that you're connected to.
I am. My godson and his family's there, and my brother and his wife live in Port Huron, and my cousins all live there. So we are, we're everywhere, Paul.
This song, as I said, has taken on a life of its own. Take us back to how you came to write it.
Well, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. I had been performing around mid-Michigan, particularly in the Lansing area, and was trying to impress a waitress, too beautiful for words, and my only thing that came to my mind was I was watching Larry Bird on ESPN late at night, and tried to explain to her the poetry of basketball. And so she was less than impressed and wandered away, but I jotted down the title, One Shining Moment, on a napkin. And then the next morning, a friend of mine showed up late for brunch, so I wrote the rest of the lyrics on another set of napkins. And after we were done, I went home and wrote it in 20 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, and those are the good ones, the ones that just sort of write themselves, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All they had to do is be at the piano.
So when you first heard that they were going to use this at the end of the NCAA tournament, did you imagine it would become the tradition that it has become?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, there's so many people to thank, but part of it is CBS and my friend Doug Tuohy, and he was a dear, dear man. We lost him about 10 years ago, and he was at CBS. And he pulled me aside and said, Dave, this is really something special. And he helped to navigate it through the corporate life. And CBS has been nothing but wonderful about it. But when I saw it the first time, I think it was Syracuse and Indiana, I thought, this is exactly what I had in mind when I wrote it. So I couldn't have been happier and remain happy all these 33 years later.
I mean, I think every young man that plays basketball at the collegiate level has that song in the back of his mind thinking, boy, if only someday they could show one of my shots to this song.
Well, I will say that if you look hard at the lyrics, it's partly about not just winning or losing, it's the passing of time.
And yeah,
to see these young people at this place, at this time, with all that talent and all that youth and hope and expectation, and hopefully I touch all those bases. And to see yourself frozen in time, to quote a lyric, that's what happens.
So when tournament time comes around, you get to be a really busy guy because you are in demand during the NCAA tournament, aren't you?
Well, I would say I am not a famous man who wrote a famous song. So as it turns out, I'm here in Minneapolis. I've done a couple shows. I did a master's class for some young composers yesterday, which I love to do. I would say this is the time of year where I'm shaking hands and kissing babies.
Well, it's a great song, and I can't imagine the tournament without it. One Shining Moment is just part of the tournament. It's the icing on the cake, really.
Well, I would say they have now Turner's involved, CBS and Turner and the NCAA, and I would say they've created something that is really, Paul, remarkable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're here, and it's just full of enthusiasm and joy, and where adult men get to act like high school boys, and, it's just, there's so much fun. And that's no coincidence. These people work hard to make it so, and it really is an event that we can all be proud of.
Absolutely. You should be very proud of that, and we enjoy getting a chance to hear that song every year. Dave Barrett, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Of course, Paul. Okay, say hi to my family up there.
All right, will do. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. See ya.
All right, bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Dave Barrett is from Ann Arbor, actually. I think he told me once he's a Michigan State fan, but One Shining Moment. He wrote that song, and they played it last night, and they play it every year at the end of the NCAA tournament.